let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Well, actually, Dave Plyer has tonight off. I'm Wendy Snyder sitting in his seat. And I think I'm the only person who does not know that St. Louis is one of the biggest Mardi Gras hubs ever next to New Orleans. Joining us right now is St. Louis Mardi Gras organizer Bess McCoy. Hi, Bess.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Okay. I have grown up in Chicago, Illinois, and I have never been to New Orleans for Fat Tuesday, which, by the way, is February 17th, so it's coming up. And I had no idea that St. Louis was such a big Mardi Gras town. How and why?
You know, it's a little bit more organic than the way New Orleans did it, but it just started about 47 years ago. Five guys threw a party. They made it Mardi Gras themed, threw an impromptu parade, and they had so much fun. They did it the next year, and it's just grown and grown from there. So it really is a community celebration put on by the community. Hundreds of volunteers make it possible, but it's a ton of fun. We always get tons of visitors from Chicago, and of course we welcome more of them. But yeah, if you don't want to go all the way down to Louisiana, we're a lot closer here in St. Louis.
Okay, so this started just with some friends who said, "Hey, come on, let's walk down the street." Was there drinking involved?
Oh, please. So all of our Mardi Gras events take place in the Soulard neighborhood, which is French for drunk. So, of course, there was drinking involved. But no, it was, you know, they threw a big party. It was Mardi Gras themed, and you can't have a Mardi Gras party without a parade. So they made a very short parade down to the local bar.
That is so funny. Okay. And there is a rumor that you shouldn't pick up beads off the ground and wear them, and there are different kinds of beads. Can you explain?
Oh, I wouldn't pick up beads off the ground. Just, you know, we had snow recently. They're going to be a little grungy, a little dirty from that. But we're going to have 17 million beads raining from the sky next Saturday. Plenty that you can catch out of the air and wear all day.
All right. And big events going on. Of course, the Anheuser-Busch Brewery is in St. Louis. And so what are some of the events that are happening and when?
Yeah, so this weekend is our community weekend. We have four fan favorite events, really something for all ages. It starts with a 5K where you're going to get showered in beads. We go on to the Taste of Soulard. You get to kind of choose your own bar crawl through the neighborhood. We have the Purina Pet Parade, which is a world record holder for the largest costume pet event. And then the Wiener Dog Derby, which, if you ask me, is the sporting event I'm most looking forward to this weekend. So that's all this weekend. But next weekend is really the crown jewel event. We have our grand parade on Saturday, and the night before that is the Mayor's Mardi Gras Ball. These are our two biggest events of the season, and it's not too late to get your tickets, not too late to book a hotel room. Again, you don't want to miss this.
Okay, I don't want to mess with your juju, woman, but Friday's big Mayor's Mardi Gras Ball is a Friday the 13th.
Oh, are you saying you're a little suspicious? Are you superstitious?
No, it'll actually probably be more fun.
Yeah, no, this is a great event. It's black tie, but it's Mardi Gras black tie. So people have a lot of fun with it. It's a gala, so you get to dress up, but again, it's Mardi Gras. So we're going to have, you know, aerialists and stilt walkers. You'll get beads, of course, an open bar, live music. It's a ton of fun.
Does anybody work in St. Louis for this week that things are going on?
Oh, you know, there might be a few people calling in sick on Monday, but
Oh, it sounds like fun. I really never knew this. Will there be a carnival at all?
So we actually have three different VIP experiences on Grand Parade Day. So we have the Bud Light Party Tent. That's going to have country artist Chris Jansen headlining it. The Carnival Tent, which is our EDM tent, headlined by Disco Lines this year. And then brand new, the Party Zone with DJ Pauly D this year. All of these are VIP, so open bar, easy access to porta potties, which is a big deal on
yes,
that day.
Yes, so. Totally.
and entertainment all day.
So is this Soulard neighborhood, a lot of French roots in this neighborhood?
Absolutely, and it's one of the oldest neighborhoods in St. Louis. You know, St. Louis, we have a lot of different cultures here, but of course we were originally French, and so Soulard is one of those very first original neighborhoods. It's beautiful. There's a lot of brick sidewalks, brick buildings, a lot of, you know, cast iron work. So, yeah, you get to see some of that. You feel a little bit like New Orleans, but not quite that much of a drive.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
And what about food?
The food is one of my favorite parts of Mardi Gras. The Soulard neighborhood has dozens, and I mean dozens, of bars and restaurants. We have several events that are food-specific, but it wouldn't be hard for you to find some good Cajun food, some red beans and rice, gumbo, jambalaya, you name it. And, of course, we'll have vats and vats of hurricanes.
Oh, all right. I have to do this one of these years, and then I have to bring home a St. Louis-style pizza because that's pretty good, too.
Wow. Hot take.
Well, it sounds like a blast. Where is a website people can go to find out all the events that are going on? And when does this start again?
Yeah, so the season has already started. We're well on our way. But the real weekend, the Crown Jewel weekend, is next weekend, Friday and Saturday, Mayor's Ball and Grand Parade. You can find out more at stlmardigras.org or get your tickets, but they are selling fast. We've already sold out one of our tents for that day, so don't wait.
Good for you. St. Louis Mardi Gras organizer Bess McCoy, a pleasure to meet you, and happy Fat Tuesday.
Thanks, Wendy. Let the good times roll.
I will. She is fun, man. I might have to take a trip to St. Louis.